Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Must win. I'm telling you right now, they better win.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It's a they better win game. I gotta
tell you, I'm turning into you.
Call it like you see it.
Yeah.
What? Go ahead. Give me the punchline.
The caller said they need to win convincingly. Are you kidding me? Get the win. You're 3-3. You're missing Greenlaw. You're missing C-Mac. Beat the Chiefs 20-19. Convince. Whoa. Like, that's where I jump in and say, stop. Yeah. Come on now. Get a win. 4-3.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go
exact
ahead.
Exact revenge.
Go ahead and do it. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the Chiefs are in town. It's really all you need to hear.
Well, they fly in tomorrow, but.
And Baldy be in studio with the Rose tomorrow.
I'm working on something.
I gotta
As
be
Tom
honest,
Petty would I, say, I'm working on something.
I love
big.
You, but
yeah.
You strike out a lot when you say you're working on stuff like, you know, like that.
Right,
that's
like
all
you in
love.
Sales.
But I was.
I just don't take it personally.
I was president's club, dude. No, they used to ask me who.
No, what I'm saying is, you know, when you were working for Bissell or
Icon. I know one name. Icon Office Solutions.
No, when you were working for the vacuum cleaner company.
Oh, Kirby.
Kirby. I mean, what was your percentage? 1 out of 75?
Oh, no. Sonny, your boy would. I could sell you something now.
Dude, you make a cold call, 75% of the people are going to answer the phone and say, I don't need one. So there, boom.
Yeah, we were door to door.
That's even worse.
Just let me show you.
You ever see the old to be selected?
I've told you. You ever see the old
that's the best sound ever.
I Love Lucy when she was selling vacuums?
Why don't I remember
I
that?
I think so. And
the
pitch
the
was
back like,
she
who?
Would come to the door.
Okay.
Maybe it wasn't.
Ethel.
That was Fred's wife, their neighbor. I'm pretty sure she was selling them and she would have a clump of dirt. They'd open the door and she'd throw the dirt onto their floor. So as a way to ensure that she could show them the vacuum.
But I missed that.
If you're not selling Jesus, are you even allowed to sell door-to-door now?
Yeah, I think it's died down.
Well,
yeah. I don't even answer on Halloween, so.
Oh, speaking of that.
Dude, I'm down on people.
We
I
have
don't
so
trust
many...
anybody. We're done. I admit it. We are done.
I woke up. So Saturday.
Sorry.
Saturday, you know, I took a little nap.
Okay.
And then, you
30
know.
30 minutes?
2 hours.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I took a little nap and then messed around in the house and then went to bed. Got up Sunday morning, went outside. The whole house was decorated.
Oh, wow.
And of course, I didn't help.
Right.
But when the house is decorated, it means
you're passing out
we're
candy.
We're staying home for Halloween and passing out candy.
It's a kid holiday, too.
Just go to the bar.
It's a kid. No, it's just a kid's holiday.
The adults.
When's the last time you dressed up?
That was Obama 2008 at the old job.
What'd you wear? Just a tie?
No, I had the gown thing. No, I was a judge. I was a judge. I had the black gown.
White wig.
No wig. Oh, boy.
Let's go to Tyson in San Francisco.
Mike?
Or Chandler?
What's happening?
Hey. You better bring
What's going
it.
What's on, man? This is HB Tyson back at you, man.
I broke my back. Game.
You sounded a little too laid back for me.
Talk to us, baby.
What's going on, man? We talking about these Chiefs, man. Look,
yeah,
we going to win, but it ain't a must, man, because we know we can play with these guys.
Mm.
You know what I mean? As long as Cal stay aggressive, because our defense is lacking, we can't let it be a defensive game.
Wow.
You know what I mean? They're going to expose Campbell. They can expose some of our safeties. You feel what I'm saying? Because our safeties is hurt. Linebacker, we're missing Greenlaw, and Campbell has been a disgrace so far. You feel what I'm saying? So as long as As long as Shanahan is aggressive offensively, get out your head. You're not Clay Thompson. Get out your head and score the ball. Be aggressive. We'll be okay.
I like that.
We'll be okay. What do you think?
No, I like that, Tyson.
Thanks, Tyson.
Steiny, we hadn't brought that up. The Niners know they can play with this team, i.e. the two Super Bowls.
That's great.
Except 44-23 a couple years ago.
That's great. You know what? Every NFL team can play with any NFL team.
Has any Niner had a worse year than DeVondre Campbell? People are starting to...
McCaffrey.
He hadn't played.
Exactly. Exactly.
So there's no negative there.
No, that's a negative. That's a negative. I'd rather be terrible on the field.
Oh, stop. Now, that's a dumb conversation we would have if we were to continue it. So let's stop it, just for the betterment of the show.
Christian McCaffrey is having a terrible season.
He's injured.
Thank you.
Where's terrible come from injured?
They've gotten no production out of him. He's got zero attempts and zero rushing yards. He's hurting them right now. I mean, that's... Sorry.
Hurting himself.
Dude.
I'm just saying. Don't get me started on the guys who got paid.
I didn't like Jeff Chedia saying Ja'Marr Chase. I didn't like that for Ayuk. Ayuk got paid. He don't need me to feel sorry for him, but...
For what?
Maybe this will be the week.
For?
The breakout for Brandon Ayuk.
You did like a 5-catch, 62-yard game?
I don't know.
Getting him 3 first downs?
I'll say this about Ayuk's career. His most memorable catch?
I can't remember.
There's two of them. See, and that's why you hate. The Green Bay game in the rain where their season was going to be over, 3rd and 5. He caught it off his shoelace. And then the one that hit the Lions' head in the air.
Yeah. No, you're right.
To have that concentration component to complete those catches changed both of those games. So I'll just leave that there.
You're right. I mean, if you boil Brandon Ayuk's 5-year career down to 2 catches, he's pretty good.
Oh, man.
Make an excuse for a guy who's not shown up this year. Oh, he did 1 half.
Okay. Well, I'll give you that.
He played a half.
But a lot of people, if you... liking what they're seeing, Stoney, like he's getting ready to take off.
Hit 2 catches last week.
The week before. 115 the first half.
Okay, let's keep doing this. What about the week before that? And the week before that?
It's about progress, brother.
Goo.
Hey, Evan.
Say it after me. They made a mistake, the 49ers.
Thank you. Training camp matters.
Well, you don't hold the players accountable. Paul in Oakland.
Paulie.
What's up, Paul? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. Good. How are you guys today? Everything good?
Yeah, you know. Not bad. I'm here with it. Yeah.
So I called you guys a week or two ago and postulated the idea that there's 5 to 8 plays in a game that are going to determine the outcome one way or the other.
Yeah, I love this. Go ahead.
So 2 things. Number one, both of you guys are avid at what you do, and I know you guys prep. So when you're prepping, as you're watching the game and it unfolds on Sunday, make notes and compare when you guys get together on Monday on the air which 5 to 6 to 8 plays you think and Goo think turn the game around, whether it's a close game that tilted it one way or the other, or was it plays that one team or the other missed that opened up the can of whoop-ass that led to a significant win one side or the other? That's one thing.
All right.
And then the other thing is I'm going to watch the game, and I'm going to look at which coach offensively, Andy Reid or Kyle Shanahan, does a better job of getting their playmakers into spaces on the field to where they can get the ball and then have an impact on that play. And then conversely, which defense does a better job of fitting the gaps, playing with integrity, making tackles, being in places to defend plays. And then out of that, you get your 5 to 6 to 8 plays. Special teams also, who's going to block a punt, who's going to cover a punt, you're going to cover a kickoff and all that.
No, good stuff, Paul. I mean, it would obviously...
It's what we do, 10 to
it
2.
It would entail Goo taking notes.
Or watching a game.
But I like the idea.
Yeah.
You take notes.
I watch the game. That's the fun.
You don't take
you
notes?
You got? Yeah, of course. That's the fun part of it.
So you do both.
Yeah, and yeah. Then I'll watch it again.
Yeah, so you say.
Dude, let me get my bag.
You don't have a... Your bag. Notes aren't as detailed as Dibs. Dibs has the notes.
I got to be honest. He started doing that to steal my bit. I hadn't told him yet.
What do you mean?
The watching the game was my thing like 2-3 times. Now he's on 7 and 8. Kind of stole it from me.
Well, there's a little difference.
No, yeah. I mean, you didn't tell Cosell you watched tape 38 times.
That's today, huh? Cosell's on today. Appointment radio.
Can't wait. 3:15.
Yeah. Is that what it is? 3:15?
Yeah, look at these notes, brother. See, you never have my... You know what?
I know.
I know what you're doing.
I don't have your back.
Yeah, you know what?
Long I don't have it.
And I don't have yours. You're going to need it one day. I did have it one time. Think it's Madonna peeking.
No, I mean, the difference between Dibs rewatching games and you rewatching games is...
12 personnel, baby.
Is most people believe Dibs does it.
I do it for a hobby. And you say, Goo, you need to read a book. Remember, you got to 3 years ago, you said that?
I did?
Yeah, you need to start reading a book, do different stuff. Well, I like watching games back. Mm. You see something new every time.
God.
Remember Nahegan put on the Super Bowl? We watched it. This was before this week. You, Evan, and I were in the office.
I wasn't watching it. I was looking at my phone. Please.
You are an ass for real. If you were really this tough, man.
Mike in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
What's up, guys? Hey, Goo, glad to hear you got your voice back. I hope that Dallas fan from earlier was
took him to school.
Crow now, because I believe on you.
That audio made it to the Metroplex in Dallas, so I don't know how it got there.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, eat crow, guy.
Oh, man.
Oh man! Anyway, guys, my takes away for this game coming up. I'm going to be watching two things. Number one is I'm going to be watching Chris Jones like a hawk.
Man,
I want to see how the offensive line handles Chris Jones, because that guy is a game breaker. He's one of the best, if not the best, defensive linemen out there. So you've got to really just put all your effort into that guy for sure. The other thing I wanted to make a point on was, and this is if how we've always handled the Chiefs. You know, we start out strong, we have a lead, we have all of that. But what I'm going to be watching is, and I'm going to be watching the team. I'm not calling Shanahan out. I'm not calling the players out. I'm calling out the team. How do they handle the fourth quarter if we have the lead and just being able to manage?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or just keep a hold on the lead at this point. Because right now, the Chiefs kill us. They straight up kill us in the end. And that's where they always ended up winning, was in the end. And because we took our foot off the pedal and we put the brakes on. So it's on Shanahan, it's on the players. Do your damn job, get the win, and put some fear into the Chiefs.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. And our guest, we just had Jeff Chedid. He said the game's coming down to who's 90? Bosa. Like, he's got to be better than Chris Jones. And that doesn't help. The last Super Bowl, he was crashing down on the 4th-and-2. Jeff brought it up. Like, Bosa, we need you, baby. They need you.
But you don't need him crashing down.
No.
So you want him to play tentative.
Well, hold on, Stoney. 7, 6, 5.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game.
Mm-hmm.
KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Just put my
God,
six.
Am I legal?
That's great. My 6 pages of notes from
for you.
The Seattle game. Yeah, so I watch the game. I take notes. Then I go to bed about 1 every Sunday night. Let me finish. And then about 11, I'll get another snack. And then I just take. Oh, man. I'm told myself. Anyway.
Guru takes notes like I used to write term papers in college.
I set myself up.
This is a 5-page term paper. Okay. Well, it looks like I'm going to have to triple space this.
That's a 3. I mean, that's pretty good.
You got 6 pages of notes there, but. Your handwriting takes up 7 lines.
That's pretty good, man.
You got to make sure you have the right font. That makes it a little bigger, too.
Thank you.
Was that Helvetica?
I used to.
I'm done.
I led the league in hyphenations. I was just put the word battery. But if I hyphenate battery, then I get part of the next word onto the next line.
My brothers.
And that'll make it
get
louder.
Away with some parentheticals.
Yes, exactly. Man.
That's the fun part of the job, though, Starter.
Yeah.
I can keep going if you want.
It is a fun job. It can be. It's the 510. Steiny, this is Fireman Ed. I heard you were talking smack.
Oh.
Hey, Fireman? No, Fireman. You're cool.
But Steiny,
I just don't like your approach.
He is a staple of Jet football.
No, he's not.
You could tell the story without him.
Exactly.
But my point is, he's a staple. Give guys like that credit and gals. Crazy George. He was a Viking fan, but he was a staple of what the A's were when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Steiny, don't be gutless. You came down his road. And you ripped the fireman.
You did.
For making it about him.
Exactly. Making it about him.
I think Dibs texted in. 408, that's not Dibs. Guru's crazy talking about Dibs stealing his bit. Guru done stole all Dibs' bits.
Guru's like Dibs 2.0.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go to Will. Will's really? In the East Bay. What's going on, Will? How you doing? Niners Chiefs.
That couldn't be better if I were twins. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
That's the greatest. Okay. I've never heard that one.
Right. There you go.
Ebony and ivory.
Yeah. Beautiful day in paradise. Listen, real quick.
Yep.
I can understand, the guys like Guru who really had trouble scraping off this last Super Bowl or the last two, okay? Mm-hmm. You get a victory in this game, it'll be a good thing, to build on a good feeling, okay? But I see this as a tale of two different motivations from two different coaches. Kyle Shanahan is going to prepare this team with the intention of winning. And why? Because he's got another team breathing down his neck in that division, and they got a very slow start. As far as Andy Reid, he's going to have that team ready. Number 15 is going to be out there loaded for bear. But his motivation is he wants to build on that equity that he's already built, and that team is trending up because at the end of the season, he wants one, maybe even two games where he's going to go into the playoffs with a bye, where he can rest players and get players well going in. And that team's going to be there at the end of the line. So I see it as, two different motivations. But for, 49er fans in the Bay Area, I get it. This is the game of the year so far.
No doubt.
And I can fully understand why they won a victory here.
Oh, good stuff.
Thanks, Will. Appreciate the call.
Let me run something. Will got me thinking. I'm as good as two twins.
No, twins. Two twins would be 4.
Well, it was a good line. You're right. Let's be honest.
Okay.
Andy Reid is so special in this regard. Special. No, come on now, with Kansas City. That offense, when they lost last year to the Raiders at home, the Chiefs did, I had a funeral for the Chiefs because I knew who was not going to win the Super Bowl because they had the pregnancy offense. It was a labor. Everything was just, Stiney, it was bad. So I knew they couldn't win a Super Bowl. They went on to win it. So Reed and Mahomes together have shown me when it's all good. Bad, yeah. They can still get it done. And then the year before when they beat the Eagles and I was at Willard's house for the watch party with him, Christy, Dibbs, myself, Mahomes is on one wheel. They still will themselves to a win. Now, I will say this. The greatest compliment I could give Kyle Shanahan, I'm being real here, Steiny, he took Jimmy Garoppolo not only to a Super Bowl and 6 minutes away from a victory, also followed that up with the NFC Championship visit to the Rams where they had a 10-point lead. So now you bring up the fact that they have no McCaffrey. Is this just the Niners early on getting out to a slow start? Or maybe Kyle not dialing it up without his best player? Like, I want to see that Sunday with no McCaffrey, because if they can get that win, it'll send the message to myself, like, Kyle was in his bag, like Andy's been in his bag, Stiney, when they don't have everything.
Andy's bag is bigger.
Well, he's got 3 rings in it.
Yeah. This from Fireman Ed. I don't know exactly what's going on, but they're phasing me out. I'd like to know if somebody knows anything. Please let me know, because it's evident that it's happening. And it needs to stop, because we need home field advantage. More Fireman Ed. Last night in particular. Although, the Denver game also.
Yeah, Saul absolutely got a raw deal.
Last night in particular, we scored a touchdown, and normally, as a tradition, we're always put on the big screen, Anzalone said. We do the Jets chant to get the crowd going, which is a staple at Jet Life Stadium.
I'm embarrassed for him, though.
Something's going on, Ed says. So please let me know if you know something. Oh. I know we're in the Bay, but if anybody out here knows why Fireman Ed Anzalone is no longer being put on the big screen at the Meadowlands or wherever they play, let him know.
Oh, my
You can catch
goodness.
Him on Instagram.
Oh, poor Ed.
The self-importance is staggering.
Oh, man. That made my day, man.
Let him know.
And he really believes it, man.
I'm not kidding.
They're phasing him out as if they had a meeting.
Jets are 0-3 at home this year. Maybe that's why they're phasing you out. I actually don't know if they are.
Maybe if they featured him more, they'd be undefeated.
Dude, my man wants that screen time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's thirsty, Stiney.
Well,
but he's a fixture.
Yeah. I mean, there's a comparison to be made there between Easy Ed Anzalone, the fireman.
And I do like the last name. Italian Anzalone.
I guess.
Yep.
But no, you got a little Ed Anzalone in you.
No, that's like me saying I sat in the Meyer seats once and me not getting them again. Exactly. Dude, could you imagine? They're phasing me out.
Anybody know why Myers is phasing out Daryl the Guru Johnson with courtside seats?
Well, wouldn't it be like, remember the Warriors mom who went viral for doing her dance and stuff?
I love her.
And if she went to a game, didn't get on the screen, and then went to the Chronicle saying, I can't believe they didn't put me on the big board.
I forgot about the
Evan,
dance mom.
I just couldn't recall her name, and Evan brought it up.
She'll pop up every once in a while.
She was awesome.
Was she a mom or a grandmom? I think she might have been a grandmom. And then the next thing you know, it's like,
well, you have to be a mom before you become a grandmom.
You know, I remember. You know what?
You should learn from Grandpa Daddy.
The original mother.
I love her, but she's another one. You know, the next thing she's doing a couple good dance moves on the big screen, and the next thing you know, she's at media day.
Call it like you see it.
Dude, nothing wrong. Come on.
She was a good dancer.
Yeah, she was awesome.
She was a good dancer.
But it was organic. She didn't leave the house saying, honey, I'm going to get on the big screen.
The first time, it was organic.
Dude.
Then it became less organic. Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570, Chiefs, Niners, 125, Levi Stadium.
Let's go,
it's the game of the year.
Yep.
At least in this young season. 49ers lost two Super Bowls to the Chiefs in the last 5 years, and we've been batting around must win, gotta have it game, they better win. Well, maybe the Cowboys games might actually be more important. How big a game is this to you, the fan, acknowledging that you guys know what time it is? You guys know that the Cowboys are looming and that it's about winning the division, et cetera, et cetera. But how much stock are you putting into this game if you're a 49er fan? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. This from the 650. Chiefs fan here. Welcome. Welcome. Good teams win games they should lose. When was the last time the Niners pulled out a game they should have lost? That's a good question. The way I see it, the way I see it,
the Packers playoff game and the way I see it,
they beat mediocre teams and bums. When they meet a juggernaut, they drop the ball.
They came back on the Lions 24-7, came back on the Packers. There it is right there.
Okay. 650, there you go, Chiefs fan.
Yeah. In the play, in the offs.
Guru caping, glazing, please, doing all those words. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
How, what you mean you're not done? You are done.
Hey, Goo.
I hope my kids don't hear any of that.
Do they listen?
Well, I'll send them some stuff periodically, but they can't take the comments.
Oh, about their dad?
Yeah, they'll have it blown up. I said, son, little Richard, my you kids, worry when there's no comments.
My kids actually make comments.
Now that, do they? Now I like that.
By the way, you saw my niece today, huh?
Well, yeah, that
or
was
your niece.
Yeah. You called me uncle.
That's because you did. Yeah.
Yeah, we traveled together.
Yes, we did. Yes,
and
we
did. And I did it real quick here. We got a fat head of all the hosts here in the studio, and you balled your fist up at mine like you wanted to punch it on the Kawhi Leonard news. Breaking news.
I love it.
He'll be out indefinitely to start the season. Kawhi Leonard.
No
chance. Retire and quit stealing. And you want to blame it on Paul George. 4 out of the last 5 years, you have not been available for your team, and he's getting a pass. And then he had the audacity to act like he was going to be on the Olympic team and had to leave her. Retire. It's okay. You were one of the greatest. It's done.
So he's still.
Palmer messed up and extended him.
Jim Palmer?
No, Palmer.
Oh. Hey, you think he's stealing money?
Oh, he is stealing.
But you want him to retire and continue to collect a paycheck as opposed to rehab. So you see how that makes no sense?
I'm so mad at that dude.
Grant Hill was admired for trying to battle through injury.
He tore his stuff. He had ligament tears.
Exactly.
I'm done with Kawhi.
Three-time champ.
Yep, one of the best to ever do it.
Two.
No, we got two with San Antonio, one with Toronto.
Yep.
Should have had three.
Oh, here we go. Now even Kawhi gets to get three. Good for him.
Zaza.
That's right. Remember that game?
Was that the start of his injuries? Seriously. Yep.
Blame it on Zaza.
No, I'm not, but that. Let's be honest. That was it. Stoney. That was.
He's always been kind of.
They were up 25 in that game, E.
Yes, they were.
Wow.
Night-night.
That was the game. Were you there that?
Remember no,
that?
I was doing weekends. I was with Zachariah at the old building on third.
You know how I always remember that game?
Tell
that was
me.
Game one.
Yeah, you're right.
They were up. They were down 25, the Warriors, and they won the game. That remember, we had a suite at that game.
Oh, okay.
95-7 the game.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. So, kind of a funny story.
Tell it.
Hey, we got a suite for the Warriors game, everybody. Odyssey.
Let's
we got a suite. Okay. It was a hockey suite.
What's that?
It means that your head was hitting the roof. It was a hockey press box. Essentially, it may as well have been on the roof of the Oracle Arena. It wasn't a real suite. It was a makeshift concocted one. Don't you remember?
No, I wasn't there. I was doing weekends, bud.
Were you working there? Were you working here then?
Yeah, I was weekends.
See, this is where I think the audience gets the wrong idea about how spoiled sports personalities are.
I
media members.
You're
mad about going to a game and where you were seated for free.
Yeah. you did it. I don't pay to go to events.
So that's
you gotta quit saying that.
What?
The way you say it, I don't pay to go to events.
I don't pay to go to events.
You're the common folk, too. Just because you're on the radio. Don't forget who you are, bud.
I've forgotten who I am. I'm Matt Steinmetz. Let's go to Dave in Fresno.
Davey.
Hey, Dave. He wants to talk about Kyle Shanahan, joke artist. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, my guy.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
You know, there's a lot of talk with the comparisons with, you know, Kyle and Andy Reid, and I get that. You know, where I think where Kyle, if he wants to go down the same path as Andy, he needs to evolve more. And I think what Andy, you look at Andy in Philadelphia, you know, his receivers were what? Pinkston, Greg Lewis. He always had the same type of receivers, but eventually he was like, hey, I'm going to go get a Terrell Owens. And eventually went to the Chiefs and he drafted a Tyreek Hill. I feel like Andy Reid takes talented players and gets the most out of that talent, where Kyle kind of like, the player needs to fit my system, which has gotten them pretty far to a point. But I think if he wants to take that next step and be with Andy Reid, obviously, he knows a lot about football. He's a sounds like head coach. But I think he needs to lose some of that stubbornness and evolve more. And I'm pretty sure Kyle would rather have a 5'10", 6-foot receiver that can block downfield as opposed to, like I said, Tyreek or Justin Jefferson, because they don't fit his system. I think Kyle needs to evolve more and open up more and just be willing to, you know, not worry about getting so much credit. Just evolving his game more, not being so narrow-minded. And I think that's what Andy eventually did when he went to the Chiefs. He got a quarterback in Patrick Mahomes. Like he said, I'm just going to get talented players and get the most out of that talent. I think Kyle needs to kind of do the same thing.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Chiefs last
game.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Dave. Kareem Hunt, Donnie was at the local 24-hour fitness doing whatever he was doing, comes out of nowhere, 27 carries for 102 yards and a touchdown against the Saints their last game. Juju Smith-Schuster, Stani, 7 receptions for 130 yards. And this is not 5 years ago, Juju, or 6 years ago, long for 50. Reed is, him and Kyle are 1-1A in what they do, but I just hate for Kyle that he's, like the Super Bowl's on now, last year's Super Bowl. I'm looking like it's 10-3 Niners, third quarter, 13 minutes left. And I'm saying to myself, how did they let that one slip away? We know how it went, but Kyle is so minutely close, Donnie, from having that bling and beating the fat man. No, I'm just telling you.
So if Andy's one and Kyle Shanahan's 1A, what's Sean McVay?
Now I put Kyle at two. Well, Kyle's been to two. Your boy's been to two and one. McVay.
So where does McVay fit in?
I'd go McVay 1A, Kyle 2.
Okay, so
wow,
a quick adjustment.
No shade
after a fact check.
Wow,
no adjustment
McVay,
after a fact check.
And he beat Kyle. Damn.
Hey, you know the one thing that. Not that we're going to get into it, but...
But we're going to get into it.
No, one of the reasons is a big game is because of the schedule after the Chiefs.
All right.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to check this out because... okay, hold on. Vikings.
And we got Know Your Foe coming up at 1 o'clock.
Starting. 1 o'clock? Know Your Foe?
Yeah.
I love it.
Another Evan special.
Okay. where is... Oh, my goodness. Let's reset here. 888-957-9570 is the number. And we're asking 49er fans what you consider this game. Do you consider it a must win? How are you feeling about it? Are you nervous? We had Filmo Mike call in, and he's got his finger on the pulse. He said he's not worried, but he's concerned, I think, is what he said. But we've heard how the 49ers feel. How does Kyle Shanahan feel about the fact that they lost to the Super Bowl champion Chiefs last year, and they got him this year?
Yeah, I think everyone understands that we've lost the two Super Bowls to them. So, I mean, that can give a little post-traumatic stress when you turn on the tape, but I think that's human nature. But you got to make sure you don't get caught up in that. You know, this game has nothing to do with past games. That was last year. We're playing a really good AFC opponent. We're 500 right now. We want to stay atop of our division and get a win. You think about that stuff going into it, but in terms of what it plays out in a game, it really has no correlation, and you try to make sure that it doesn't.
All right, that was Kyle Shanahan. And then I thought this was an interesting question on whether you watch his tape of the Super Bowl from last year or whether it's the five games this year that the Chiefs have played.
You stick with the five games they've done this year, and you go back to our last game with them. So you also go to previous games of us versus them. When coordinators don't change, the scheme doesn't change, you tie in all those games.
So there you have it. He's looking at all six.
I am excited, Stoney.
Yeah, me too. Do you know where you're watching it?
At the crib with Mia. The lap.
Nice. This is an interesting thing that I heard Willard bring it up, actually. And the Vikings are 5-0, and they've beaten you.
Yes, they have.
Can I run down the Vikings schedule?
I would love it.
I mean, we got a problem here if the number one seed is the goal. All right. Vikings play the Lions this week. Fair. Then they play the Rams, who are 1-4. Yeah,
that's not an easy game, though. They're 1-4, but go ahead.
Colts.
That's a win.
Jaguars.
That's a win.
Titans.
Whoa. I get where you're going. That's a win.
Bears. Cardinals.
They might have it figured out by then. It could be tough.
Well, this is Falcons.
Okay.
Bears.
Tough. All right.
Seahawks. Packers, Lions. So it gets a little tough at the end of the year, but boy, I think they've got some built-in wins there.
I get where you're going. And they beat you.
Quick reaction they want out of you, Goo. You ready?
Yeah.
It says, quick reaction. Kawhi Leonard for Draymond Green and Moody. Yes or no?
Oh, put the pipe down. Oh, you no. Smoke his crack? Please. Hell
oh,
no.
He also has GP2 and Looney.
Please.
No, but the point is,
I don't want Kawhi. Kawhi is done.
What if Steph wants him?
I don't think he would want him.
Yes, he would.
Please.
Please.
Stoney, the dude is done. His body is, it's over.
That's what they've said about a lot. They said that about Lonzo Ball. Yeah. How did he play last night?
No, that's, yeah.
That's different? Why is it different?
No, it's not. This guy had played.
I got you in a pretzel now.
Stoney, it's not a pretzel.
No, it's a pretzel.
I'm mad at Kawhi, but it's hurt mad. Because I'm robbed of watching him perform on the highest level, man. It's over. He played all year last year. They did everything under the sun. And when he gets hurt, it's not that traumatic hurt. It's just, I was going to get some water. I'm out for 8 weeks. That type of stuff. When that continues to happen, which it has, and people come down Paul George's road and all the others and Harden, man, Kawhi just can't stay healthy, man. It's over.
You get mad at a player for something outside his control.
But it's a different
man. That's a shame.
Yeah, no, it's a different man. He's the real Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre.
Help
me? His injuries are chronic.
Like, okay.
Yeah, he's chronic. It's just over.
Like,
it's
done. Partly just picking at you here, but yeah, he's injury prone, and he continues
to take it to the next phase and stop. That's all I want. Because I don't want to be hurt anymore of thinking we're going to get to see this dude perform. It's over. And you're not the first. Give me his number. I'll call him. Kawhi, look, cut the crap.
This is where you're like fireman on the Olympic team. You're like fireman Ed. You think you're in it.
Did you see him walk in the hallway in Vegas? I knew then. 49er like, first. No, Bonte
no,
sent
doing
me a
this.
Text.
I'm doing
said,
this right now.
Look at this walk.
I'm doing this right now.
And then 48 hours later, he's off the team.
Do you realize how you're sounding?
No.
You want a guy to quit. You want a guy to quit rather than rehab and try to come back.
But you've been rehabbing 4 years.
Right. So maybe he's got to rehab 5. You could just admit it.
I'm just tired of seeing him drag his leg when he plays. I'm so real, man. Too real for radio, man. I know what it is.
Well, then I get Evan in here then.
Well, that's a song, Too Real for Radio.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't feel that way.
Who is that? Kawhi?
Kawhi! It's just... Why, Kawhi? Why?
Evan brought up a very interesting point.
Evan!
Before the show. And it comes in the wake of the Jerry Jones stuff. When's the last time we even talked about Jed York? It's been a long time.
And I think that's symbolic of the good times that they've been experiencing, right?
I think there's something to that. But Mike Florio was on with the morning show. Mm-hmm. And I'm very interested to know if fans feel the same way Mike Florio does. I kind of do. But take a listen. This is interesting. This is on Jerry Jones, but he extrapolates a little bit.
And it doesn't surprise me. Look, this guy does two radio spots a week. He makes himself available to reporters after every game. At some point, during those three occasions per week that the owner of the team talks to the media, he's gonna short circuit a little bit. He's gonna let him have it. So it doesn't surprise me. And I saw somebody complain over the weekend that the media shouldn't be party to this, that what are we supposed to do? If he's gonna talk, we should just say, no, we're not interested. Owners don't talk nearly enough. We should never complain that owners talk too much. But yeah, sometimes they're gonna get a little pissed off.
I kind of agree. I don't want him to talk and I think every sport's different.
Joe Lacob does it perfect to me.
Well, Joe Lacob hasn't talked in a while.
But he'll pop on the podcast.
Right.
And no, seriously, Stoney, and he'll, now why are you smiling? What's with the devilish grin? It's kind of like I got you quick and I got you fast and in a hurry.
Typical.
The guy sat down on multiple occasions with the local Bay Area media and I got everything
good call.
I needed.
Good call. I'm sorry. I was talking to Evan.
Now I'm mad if you. What'd you say?
I just know the show.
Yeah, he does. There's a predictability here.
Oh, stop. You didn't even know.
You're right. I didn't know what you were going to say.
But Joe's.
But then I knew. So, yeah, we're just talking about owners and Jed York and blah, blah, blah. Well, Steiny, Joe Lacob does it perfectly.
So what did Evan say to you, though?
Joe Lacob. Steiny, Joe Lacob does it perfectly.
I'm just saying we get enough. He gets in, gets out. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Were you impersonating Guru impersonating you?
I don't know what I was doing
good,
there.
But
I think maybe I was trying to do the Eddie Murphy impression of talking like a white guy.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that?
Saturday Night Live.
It's pretty funny.
All right, so how do you... You think Lacob's listening. I get it. No. Stoney, how do you...
No, you do. You just called him the perfect owner.
Not perfect. Like, he talks enough for us to know. Like, he ain't a mute. And I thought after the Harbaugh debacle, I'm real. People wanted York, and I was wanting them to shut up. And he kind of did it. He kind of did it. Now you didn't say you're clamoring for him to speak. I just think if I'm an owner like a Lacob or a Ballmer or Mark Cuban used to be, I'm letting you know what I think. Jerry does it too much. But when they were winning, it was fine. It was fun.
But Lacob, see, that's the problem. I would like owners to talk a little bit more, but more on a schedule.
Okay, so not like, a podcast like, form. Doesn't count?
Well,
is that why you were laughing?
If you want to, I'm laughing because of your gratuitousness of just honey, Joe does it perfectly.
So you're making it seem like I was kissing his butt.
In a monster way.
No, I was saying, I think we hear from him enough.
Perfect. Yeah, perfect.
Oh, God.
Perfect.
I can't win, man.
Well, sometimes. You might not be able to win, but you're clawing back into it with Lonzo Ball. The bet will not die.
Yeah, Spadoni said it last night.
It will not die.
He looked good. He looked good, man.
I still could lose that.
So
I'm still well ahead in that bet. But
Ben Simmons is a no-show. What do you mean you're still ahead? He's afraid. He's timid.
Right.
He needs to go see the Tin Man.
But we've done this before.
Lonzo's hurt.
It's Hackneyed Radio.
No, I'm being real.
Well, yeah, we'll see. The point is, yet. Is we bet, we were saying, which one's better? And I get it. You don't like this Ben Simmons not being as competitive as you'd like. But the resume of Ben Simmons is significantly better than the resume of Lonzo Ball as professional basketball players. It can, hey, Lonzo can come back and make a run at this
but
thing.
But you get that dub, if you want to call it that, because of injury. Up until the point and the essence of that argument or debate, it was I thought Lonzo was Steiny. He was running the Bulls, man.
And they never had any success. Any. And whether you like it or not, and I know you don't, Ben Simmons was the rookie of the year. He's a three-time All-Star.
Oh my God. What was
and
the last
he
year?
Was first
all right.
First team all rookie. And a two-time all-defensive first-team player.
And what happened? He got scared. Okay. Like, that's wow.
But until Lonzo does anything like that, that's all. Just say you're down big still in that one.
By the way, you guys made this bet before I joined the show. What are you guys talking about?
And you're right, Evan, and that's Radio 101.
I'm about to thank you.
Go ahead. You tell them.
So at the time, Evan, about 5 years ago, me and this knucklehead talked about a pure point guard. And I said, you know what? In 5 years, Lonzo Ball will be a better point guard than Ben Simmons at the time. And it got heated, and people called it was 50-50.
No, it wasn't.
But anyway, they both have fallen off since that conversation. But I Lonzo guess I feel really good about Lonzo because he hasn't played crashed and burned. Your guy was mental. He got scared in that series against Atlanta and somehow
what happened in an Eastern Conference semifinal. You penalize him for when Lonzo Ball didn't even get there.
Totally. But we saw a man just wilt.
Okay.
What happened?
We saw a man have a damn good 5 years in the NBA.
And we'll see this year then.
Like he's got to do more than just
or nothing. Just who has a better year this year?
I'm not doing that because Lonzo Ball has to win. Has to be on two NBA defensive first teams before you're even back in the ball game.
When's your guy last play? Dude, he's a ghost.
We'll see.
All the talent in the world size.
We'll see.
And that's a two.
And you know what? Just for the sake of it, and I mean this, I would absolutely love to see him on the Warriors. I would. I'd like to see Lonzo Ball on the Warriors, actually, too.
Yeah.
I think Lonzo Ball.
I love watching them play, man. They were just, they
he
had
hasn't played
something.
In 2.5 years.
Yeah. And he was on the Pelicans.
Haven't you been watching film?
That was pretty good about my handwriting. That was good.
Oh, goodness. All of Ben Simmons' rookie awards were in his second year in the league.
And then he got afraid to shoot free throws. And then that just started it. Then he'll show up dressed to a T. Why can't you go, Benny? I can't go.
The idea.
What's hurting, bud?
The idea.
I need some time.
The idea.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, this is the two-faced guru. This is the two-faced guru. You just got done lambasting Kawhi Leonard, and your hack of a player that you are sticking up for hasn't played in 2.5 seasons. Two.
Yeah, he was looking for
Right, but that's okay.
No, it's not.
Because he's your guy.
Nah.
What's the difference between Lonzo Ball and Kawhi Leonard, other than Lonzo Ball has gotten seriously hurt way earlier in his career than Kawhi Leonard did? I know. This is what I got to do.
No, I'm just telling you.
What are you telling me?
I'm disappointed for Kawhi, too. But it's over. That's all I'm saying. It's just a letdown, especially when you play all year. You play. Not you sit, you play. And then when the playoffs start, there's just some, and nobody sees the injury.
Okay, so you'd rather have Embiid, who's not going to play in the regular season, but will play ideally in the postseason.
Everything.
Back to Chiefs and Niners.
Go ahead. Bring up a topic. Ask me a question.
So we're gonna.
Why is the onus always on me?
I'll get somebody else to ask these questions.
That is great.
And you know, here's the other thing. What's the guy's name? Sean? What's the show?
Sean and RJ.
Yeah.
Our sister station in Dallas, Marshall.
Welcome to Sean and Guru. I'm Daryl Guru Johnson. Jerry Jones, we welcome in. Jerry, just want to let you know before the start of the interview, I think you handle the media just perfectly. You talk the perfect amount.
You're on one today.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I'll let you do it.
I am on one.
We don't know where Wiggins is. Well, I can't wait till Wednesday. We got football and hoop, baby, and baseball. Warriors open up Wednesday, next Wednesday.
I think they have one more preseason game.
Yeah, well, tomorrow. I didn't count the Lakers. Here.
Here?
Yep.
You got one?
Nah.
You want to go?
I went last Friday.
Are you referring to the Giants-Arizona Fall League? I was unaware that they were playing.
Who?
He said baseball.
Oh, no, I was postseason baseball, Evan.
Yeah.
We wouldn't know anything about that out here in these parts. Yeah. Damn! I went in on the Bay. I'll take it back.
What's dude's name who owns the Giants? Johnson? Yeah. His first name? Let me guess. You think he talks the perfect amount?
I was going to bring him up. He's a mute. But he said something when they introduced Posey. But that is not enough. He talked.
What'd he say?
He just talked.
Oh.
Yeah. About the hire.
You want your owners to talk more? 49er fans?
Not your job.
That is good. Warrior fans?
I'm not kidding you.
Oh, Jerry.
Look, the bottom line is this. Jerry Jones in the Bay Area would be gold. Absolute gold.
But for the wrong reasons.
Well, so's Draymond Green, but we can't make that choice.
Well, Jerry got three. Draymond got four rings.
My point is,
it's worth the headache. That's what the Warriors keep up.
That's your opinion.
Well, the Warriors, too. They gave him 400.
Okay, that's great. So you agree with the enabling Warriors. That's fine.
No, I recognize it. I recognize that they do it.
Okay.
And we've asked Kerr point-blank range in his face, and he says he's worth it. Well, they wouldn't ask him. So,
but he's not. And I've said it before. Does that make me wrong?
No.
Who's got to back off?
Anybody that says they're doing anything to enable Draymond, they feel like it's worth it.
Right, but it's still enabling.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. Would you like to see the Warriors stop enabling No, I'm just kidding. What time is it? 12:42. We're moving along,
and we
buddy.
Got 1 o'clock. No,
1 o'clock. No, you're
killed
phone.
It last week. A lot of people text me on the side, dude. I Seattle.
Can you do me a favor? Can you seriously wait till after the show to read all your accolades from your cronies? All right. What's coming up on a game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment also brought to you by Safeway.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.